Yes. Yes. The issue there is that always I like to make 2 points about this. One is a more global one, that is, regardless of the society we are talking about, curriculum is always a very contested subject issue, because curriculum, essentially, curriculum reflects the kind of society you want to create, you want to develop, you want to be a shared aspiration, what we call a social imaginary. Curriculum reflects that. Curriculum is a political policy and technical agreement around the for what, the how, and when to educate and to learn. So always curriculum implies a political discussion. Now, the second one is the curriculum can be, as you have said, a source of indoctrination, a source of getting people a very narrow understanding of life, or inversely, curriculum can be a power of liberation of people, like people having the capacity to think openly and to think without no restrictions. Now, the key issue here is not to blame educators on that, because essentially, as in the case Ana Maria mentioned, in case of Colombia, many times they are need to follow certain rules and certain regulations. The challenges in the political system on how it directs society to provide rooms and provide spaces for a curricula that is broader and that is not indoctrinating people but giving people the capacity to think openly. So what we are saying here is that, of course, UNESCO, we cannot go to a country and say this has to be the curricula. It's not our job. The mission of UNESCO is not to modelize. It's not to prescript. The mission of UNESCO is to broaden perspective. And maybe I tell you, frankly, when I work in Bahrain, when I went to work in Bahrain from 2012 for 2 or 3 years, we express ourselves very openly and very clear about our understanding of what means citizenship education, human rights education. And there was a very open discussion with no restriction. So what we like from UNESCO to have is those spaces where there is no prescription and no prescription. So having said that, UNESCO, what can be done from UNESCO perspective is to open the analysis. For example, in the case of Bahrain, just and I finish by that, we bring the experience of Finland and we share their experience in terms of the curricula. Why? Because we understand that it's not a model, it's a good practice in terms of how the curricula address these issues. So our thinking in UNESCO is to be a knowledge broker, a knowledge facilitator, a policy dialogue facilitator, and as a colleague has mentioned, also a capacity development facilitator. But we cannot take decisions from the we cannot take decisions on behalf of the country. That would be very wrong, and it's not the case of UNESCO. But we know from our experience in different parts of the world that when countries leave the main decisions to other ones, organizations, international organizations, banks, etc., we are in trouble because it's countries to define things. So, for example, in my region in Latin America, in many times, critical decisions of education were very much grounded on decisions taken by international organizations that were financing educational reforms and not taking it by the country. So that was not the case of UNESCO, but UNESCO always put the emphasis on this idea of ownership of educational reforms, ownership of curriculum reforms, and that countries must take the lead. What we can do is to share, to broaden the perspective, but we cannot and we never have to replace countries in their decision-making process.